Poor trail conditions around the lower Yukon have been hampering subsistence hunters this winter. But after a recent snowstorm, hunters are preparing to fill their freezers with moose meat. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson reports.
In many areas, snow can hamper travel, slowing down traffic and creating dangerous driving conditions. But in the remote community of Mountain Village, the opposite holds true. Until recently, travel has been miserable because trails, roads, and rivers were snow-free.
It's terrible. Actually, 90% of the town in Mountain Village is all ice.
Martin Alexi is a resident of Mountain Village. Like many, he's delighted after about a foot of snow fell on their community.
Now, people are already planning this week to go out this week and because the snow came in.
Lyle Meir, also of Mountain Village, says without the snow, residents were tearing up their snow machines for essential travel.
People were, you know, overheating and their slides were melting, so they couldn't go too far for the moose hunt.
Meir says it's encouraging that people can now go participate in the tail end of the winter hunt.
A big portion of our diet is moose.
The winter moose hunt on the lowest stretch of the Yukon River is relatively new. Alaska Fish and Game biologist Philip Perry.
It's a population that has grown very rapidly, probably about as rapid as you could expect a moose population to grow, to the point where, you know, 10 years ago it was low density and now it's, by most measures, high density.
Now residents in the lower Yukon report seeing moose on a regular basis, and Meir says there's other signs that they're around.
There's wolves coming through town, and that wasn't the case 20 years ago. And I could only suspect that's because they are following the moose.
The rapid rate of growth for the moose population has been one of the few bright spots in the lower Yukon, where the commercial fishery has all but collapsed and even subsistence fishing has been restricted as King and Chum salmon runs have plummeted.
As this population has grown, it provided a great opportunity for local hunters to harvest moose also. So opportunity is higher, success rates are good, and it's kind of win-win for everyone.
Over the years, state and federal regulating agencies have been liberalizing the hunt. About 12 years ago, there was just one three-week fall hunt. Now there's a month-long fall hunt and a month-long winter hunt. Meir says the winter hunt is changing the way people gather their winter food supplies.
When I grew up here, you know, we didn't go downriver. We drove 250 miles, 200 miles up the river to do moose hunting, and that was usually in the fall time with a boat. And now people are actually taking advantage of the population downriver and doing it during the wintertime.
In addition to bulls, cows and calves can also be harvested in the subunit downriver for Mountain Village.
For the most part in rural Alaska, that's kind of the standard we shoot for is, you know, to have enough of a big game species that it's satisfying a need and a desire for red meat.
The moose hunt will end on both state and federal lands on January 20th. The winter hunt for next year will be extended an additional month into late February. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.